O Lord, open my lips. Make haste, O God, to deliver me. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Praise you, O Christ. Alleluia. Blessed be God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. O come, let us worship Him. O come, let us sing to the Lord. Let us make a joyful noise to the rock of our salvation. Let us come into His presence with thanksgiving. Let us make a joyful noise to Him with songs of praise. For the Lord is a great God, and a great King above all gods. The deep places of the earth are in His hand. The strength of the hills is His also. The sea is His, for He made it, and His hand formed the dry land. O come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker. For He is our God, and we are the people of His pasture, and the sheep of His hand. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Blessed be God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Psalm number 45, found in the beginning of your hymnal, Psalm number 45.
My heart overflows with a pleasing theme. I address my verses to the King. My tongue is like the pen of a ready scribe. Gird your sword on your thigh, O mighty one, in your splendor and majesty. Your arrows are sharp in the heart of the kings and armies. The peoples fall under you. The scepter of your kingdom is a scepter of uprightness. Therefore, God, your God, has anointed you with the oil of gladness beyond your companions. Your robes are fragrant with myrrh and aloes and cassia. Hear, O daughter, and consider, and incline your ear. Forget your people and your father's house. The people of Tyre will seek your favor with gifts. The richest of the people. With joy and gladness they are led along as they enter the palace of the king. I will cause your name to be remembered in all generations. Therefore, nations will praise you forever and ever. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Please be seated. This Sunday is the climax of the Epiphany season and it'll be the Feast of the Transfiguration. I'd like to sing hymn number 413.
O wondrous type, O vision fair, of glory that the Church may share, which Christ upon
Please be seated. I'd like to read from the Gospel of St. Matthew, chapter 17. After 6 days, Jesus took with him Peter and James and John his brother, and led them up a high mountain by themselves. And he was transfigured before them, and his face shone like the sun, and his clothes became white as light. And behold, there appeared to them Moses and Elijah, talking with them. And Peter said to Jesus, Lord, it is good that we are here. If you wish, I will make 3 tents here, one for you, and one for Moses, and one for Elijah. He was still speaking when, behold, a bright cloud overshadowed them, and a voice from the cloud said, This is my beloved Son, with whom I am well pleased. Listen to him. When the disciples heard this, they fell on their faces and were terrified. But Jesus came and touched them, saying, Rise, and have no fear. And when they lifted up their eyes, they saw no one but Jesus only. And as they were coming down from the mountain, Jesus commanded them, Tell no one the vision until the Son of Man is raised from the dead. O Lord, have mercy on us. Forever, O Lord, your word is firmly set in the heavens. Blessed are those who hear the word of God and keep it. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. I'd like to recite the fourth commandment from the Catechism. If you need a little refresher there, it's on 321. What is the fourth commandment? What does this mean? I'd like to recite one Bible verse. This is John 14:6. Please repeat after me. I am the way and the truth and the life.
I am the way, the truth, and the life.
No one comes to the Father except through me.
No one comes to the Father except through me.
And altogether, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. Hymn number 940. Hymn number 940.
Holy God, we praise thy name. Lord of all, we bow before thee. All on earth thy scepter claim. All in heaven above adore thee, infinite thy vast domain, everlasting is thy reign. Hark the glad celestial hymn, angel choirs above are raising, cherubim and seraphim in unceasing chorus praising, fill him to hallow. Prophets swell the glad refrain, and the white robed martyrs follow, and from morn to set of sun, through the church the song goes on. Thou art King of glory, Christ, Son of God, yet born of Mary. For us sinners sacrifice, and to death a tributary, first to break the bars of death, thou hast opened them to faith. Holy Father, Holy Son, Holy Spirit, three we name thee, though in essence only one, undivided God, we claim thee, and adoring bend the knee, while we own the mystery. Lord, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. Lord, have mercy.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
The Lord be with you. Let us pray. O God, in the glorious transfiguration of your beloved Son, you confirmed the mysteries of the faith by the testimony of Moses and Elijah. In the voice that came from the bright cloud, you wonderfully foreshadowed our adoption by grace. Mercifully make us co-heirs with the King in his glory, and bring us to the fullness of our inheritance in heaven. Through the same Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Lord God, you are the creator and giver of all life. We give you thanks for the birth of all of grace. Strengthen her by your Holy Spirit, and prepare her and her family for the gift of holy baptism. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. O Lord, our Heavenly Father, almighty and everlasting God, you have safely brought us to the beginning of this day. Defend us in the same with your mighty power, and grant that this day we fall into no sin, neither run into any kind of danger, but that all our doings, being ordered by your governance, may be righteous in your sight. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Let us bless the Lord. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
Amen.
Please be seated. Everyone have a great morning.